the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The big bank stocks look pretty cheap these days, but don't throw your money at that corner of the market just yet. In a moment, we'll hear from the Hurt on the Street columnist who says the big banks need to take a heavy dose of a reality check before we get a clear picture of their worth. First, some money and market news you should know. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has determined that raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour would cost 1.3 million Americans their jobs, but at the same time would provide a raise for 17 million workers. The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. Next week, a vote is planned in the House that would gradually lift the pay floor to $15 an hour by 2024. The study from the Budget Office looked at an average work week in 2025. A $15 an hour minimum wage would boost the pay of 17 million workers who would otherwise earn less than $15 per hour. It could also possibly lift the pay of another 10 million workers who otherwise would earn slightly more than $15 an hour. And raising the federal minimum wage to that level would lift 1.3 million Americans out of poverty. And the McDonald's fast food chain is under increasing pressure to do away with the plastic toys included in its Happy Meals. A petition in Britain calling for the move has garnered more than 325,000 signatures, which also targets Burger King. The campaign sheds light on how the movement against plastic has moved from single-use products like straws and cups to items that many see as unnecessary. The fast food chains say they're working on offering alternatives to plastic. Many toys, including those in Happy Meals, usually cannot be recycled because they're made of multiple kinds of plastic or plastic mixed with other materials. And parents say those toys often just wind up in the trash.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
If you look around the stock market to find places to invest cash, the bank stocks might look fairly inexpensive, trading at just 9.4 times estimates for 2020 earnings. But that's not the full story. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal Hurt on the Street columnist Aaron Back to look beyond the numbers. So, Aaron, on the surface, the big banks look like very attractive investments.
Yeah, that's right. As you said, they're trading at quite a low multiple of forward earnings at the moment. They've also just announced big increases in their buybacks and dividends after they all just passed the stress tests that the Fed does every year. So they look like attractively priced investments right now, at least initially.
But the markets and the overall economy, they've been on such a tear. Is there a legitimate fear that the big banks have not priced in any chance of there being any bad news on the horizon?
I mean, so the question is, first of all, the economic boom going to go on, or are we on the verge of some kind of downturn? And second of all, how much is a negative scenario like a downturn priced into that cheap valuation? That's really the question you have to ask yourself. My view is that if a downturn does come, it is not priced in, despite how cheap they look. And that's why I would be a little bit cautious with the banks right now.
And then there's a possibility also of the Fed lowering interest rates. And you say in your Hurt on the Street column, the big banks have definitely not priced that in as
right.
a possibility.
That's correct. So when we say that the banks are cheap based on estimates of forward earnings, we then have to go and look at what's in those estimates. So what I did in my column today is I went and looked at, for example, how much are analysts expecting interest rates to come down. And between now and 2020, analysts are really only expecting the margin that banks earn on their loans to go down by 0.04 percentage points. So they're expecting a very small decline in the interest income of these banks. And I think that you know, if the market action that we've seen recently with the rates on treasury yields coming down continues, and if the Fed goes and cuts rates, I think you could see these banks making a lot less than analysts currently expect.
You know, you also explain in your column that net charge-offs have risen just slightly in the past few years. Can you explain the relationship between net charge-offs and what they are and the relationship with the bank stocks?
Net charge-offs are effectively defaults. So that's loans that they're writing off, that they, you know, they don't, they're saying we're not going to get this money back.
So somebody can't pay their bill, they track them down, and then they lose contact.
We're not getting this money back. We're charging it off. So net charge-offs have been at historic lows for the last couple of years. I mean, really quite low, around 0.5% of total loans.
Wow, that is low.
Very low. Well, consider that unemployment is, you know, at the lowest level since the 1960s. Businesses just got a big tax cut. The economy is booming. So you would expect it to be low. Question is, what happens when the economy turns around? Net charge-offs are going to go up. How much? So analysts have only penciled in a very slight increase in net charge-offs to 0.7% of loans. My argument is it could easily be worse.
Oh, so there could be some rose-colored glasses involved here.
Yes. So the banks look cheap.
Yeah.
But the question is, what are you comparing them to? You're comparing them to analyst estimates of what's going to happen in a couple of years. If the economy is worse than these analysts think in a couple of years, suddenly the bank stocks don't look so cheap.
And regardless of how the economy looks, the bond markets are definitely predicting a downturn to some degree. And you would think the bank stocks should pay attention to that.
Correct. So the bond markets are basically saying, we think a recession is coming soon. The stock market is not saying that. So, you know, there's a big debate right now who's right. The bond markets have a pretty good track record of predicting this. So right now, short-term rates are much higher than long-term rates. That's called an inverted yield curve. Mm-hmm. In the past, that's been a pretty reliable indicator of a recession coming. Now, recession could come in 6 months. It could come in a year and a half. It's hard to say exactly. But the bond markets are forecasting a recession. And in my view, the bond markets have a good track record of predicting this.
All right. We will see what happens. That's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Aaron Back here in our studio. Aaron, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.